than 300 Vanderbilt students took part in this year's alternative spring break. Here in Nashville, Vanderbilt students worked with former prostitutes and drug addicts who are going through rehabilitation with the Magdalene Project. Melissa Capito is a sophomore and one of the local site leaders.
There's all these exotic places that you could go this week, but we're getting a chance to look at Nashville from a different point of view because we're usually stuck within the Vanderbilt bubble. Now we're getting out there and meeting people and seeing Nashville in a whole totally different light.
Junior Nicole Alipas has especially enjoyed their meetings at the Campus for Human Development.
I've read a lot about homelessness, and it's just, I think, really important and impactful to put a name with a face. So now when I read about homelessness, I can identify it with Leslie, who I talked to today, or Dorothy, who actually works on Vanderbilt's campus, just get a better understanding of what they're going through.
Senior Sarah Broom says her ASB experience should help her when she goes to medical school in the fall.
Medicine and healthcare ties into all the organizations we've been working with. I thought it was a good idea to get a handle on the social issues. Being an aware doctor is really important. I was talking to some of the women at Campus for Human Development the other day, and they were talking about the free clinic that they go to and their sort of relationship with the medical professionals there. So it's a good thing to see it from their perspective first.
This Nashville site was one of 27 places across the country where Vanderbilt students volunteered during alternative spring break. I'm Emory Dear Owens, and that's Vanderbilt. One of the 27 groups of Vanderbilt students who volunteered across the country chose to stay in town and work with organizations that are helping empower women. Site leader Melissa Capito says her group was inspired by their work with the women in the Magdalene program.
Women who have a criminal history of prostitution and chemical addiction. It's a 2-year recovery program. We've actually got to hang out with some of the women, so that's been a really good experience. We're also working with Campus for Human Development, and those are homeless women that we go and we try to just make their day better. So we've been doing crafts and going and having dialogue with them.
This was Junior Kate Mettman's first time to do alternative spring break. She says it helped her see the big picture in terms of various nonprofit agencies working together.
Even the sites that we've been at, they call each other about services that they each offer. We went to Ujima House yesterday, and I was able to tell the woman there about an organization that I had volunteered with that helps Hispanic families and Hispanic women so that she could possibly, you know, find an interpreter or find some health services for the Hispanic women that come in.
Mettman hopes to move in the direction of a career that will advocate for women and children.
Like in law school or working as a counselor psychologist. So that was one of the reasons that I considered this. I really wanted to understand like the practical side of it to really know what I'd be getting myself into if I decided to do that. And it's really just reaffirmed my belief that that's one of the right things for me to do.
More than 300 Vanderbilt students took part in this year's alternative spring break. I'm Emory Dear Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.